the, it's all brass, it's broken the thing underneath that you hold your trigger guard, but it's an RNA trigger guard, made out of brass, and it was broken, that brass was old, and I had to fool around with it, finally got it put back together. Rod, got it back together. And so I went ahead and cleaned it all up for him, polished it, cleaned it up, and treated it to where I put the resin in on it. Made the parts that he missed, got it through, it was something pretty good. And he came down after it. Came in, and I said, Bill, I thought I couldn't fix that. I told you this became, no, I just ran.
So I brought it out again, and I bugged out. He had a pretty good.
I'm betting on some gold pieces right now. Bad bet. There's a, well, John Harkin, American Sign Rector.
Oh?
His wife has got $10.5 gold pieces. Now they were probably there. Well, I told him I'd give him 150 for 10 of the 10. And they're worth about, I believe, in fact, I know I get $25 pieces.
Money,
yeah, if I can get hold of her. Of course, he said he didn't think she was there, but he's going to talk to her.
Talk to her anyway.
So, well, but you don't find any gold pieces anymore. Dad's got some, he got several $20 gold pieces and some $10 gold pieces. He's got some gold certificates. You ever saw those? It's gold on the back. He's got several of those. He's got a real good collection. He's got a complete collection of Indian heads, and he's flying since before the Indian head. Well, yeah, he has. I mean, it's worth an awful lot now. And of course, him being a postmaster up there, well, he's got a big, his stamp collection is getting bigger than his coin.
What do they call you, gun bug? I mean, coin bug. What's the
Numismatologists?
Numismatologists. I don't know.
If you say so.
We missed a mess, I believe. I'm not. N-U-M-I-S-T-I-S-T-S, I think.
You're on the right track.
Something such as that. I never have even.
I'll find it and you can pronounce it.
All right.
Maybe I can find it right
there. N-U-M-I. There it is. You missed a matic.
Numismania is the bug, huh?
Good enough.
That's about the truth.
Good enough.
Listen, William, I'll go on to go out and see old Ernie and William for the time. Bill. Well, it used to be Wild Bill, Sweet William now. Is that right?
Never very wild.
I'll go see old Ernie and for the time I get back, well, you'll be good.
Good to meet you, Bill.
Same to you, Bob. Well, I'll see you pretty soon.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Okay.
Want
to
go?
No, I won't go to 12:30. I'm going to leave the line at 12:30.
Well, let's see. I was going to ask you about this fellow who took no pride in his appearance, never cleaned anything up.
Thank you, Joyce. I don't know. Took no pride in his appearance.
Never cleaned anything up. Let's say he had stuff out in his yard.
I don't know.
Slouchy, slovenly, tacky?
Tacky would be more a common term I think he would use.
Did I ask that right? Would that
yes.
Apply?
Just down to thought much about it. Really?